Chafetz Chaim Yoimi, we are in the second continuation of day 100. So this is now we've just finished Klal Vav. This is the summary of Klal Vav. It's forbidden for Shimon to accept Rechilas, even if the speaker, Ruve, related to the matter that Levi undermined him publicly. In other words, again, we're always talking about Ruvain told Shimon that Levi did something against him. So now, this person, Shimon, cannot accept the Rechilas, even if Ruvain told this story over publicly. So, and even if he was conversing casually, so it was Mesiach Levi Tumai, it came up as a detail of a different conversation, so you would think that absolutely is true. He's still not allowed to accept the Rechilas. It is forbidden for Shimon to accept Rechilas, even if the subject was present. Now, when Ruvain told the story, Levi was right there. And if Levi was right there, you'd think that he would object to someone saying something negatively about him if it wasn't true. So therefore, maybe Shimon should believe this. And the answer is no. It's forbidden for Shimon to accept the Rechilas, even if Levi was there when he was accused by Ruvain of undermining Shimon, right? Again, Ruvain said the story to Shimon about Levi, and Levi, right? So Levi remained silent. This applies even if the subject, Levi, is usually the type to defend his reputation. And where the speaker, Ruvain, asserts that he's conveying this report for a constructive reason, a purpose. Ruvain thinks he's doing the right thing. He thinks that he's telling over a story that's necessary to tell over because he is doing it l'toy elis. And therefore, maybe it's something that you could believe, especially because Levi did not stand up and say it's not true. But the answer is still forbidden. It is forbidden for one to accept Rechilas even if he has suffered some loss or rumors are circulating as to who's responsible for this loss. So again, Ruvain tells Shimon Levi, right? So Levi, there are rumors that are circulated that Levi is the one who caused Shimon this loss. Shimon lost money. He lost the ability to have, like, with the story, the example that we gave was the contract that he had with the government. He lost his contract. The rumors are claiming that Levi's the one who's responsible for it, and you're not allowed to accept Rechilas. This is Rechilas that a person is to be mekabel. This applies even if, due to these rumors, people confronted the accused and he did not defend himself. So people went over to Levi and started screaming at him that he's wrong for doing causing Shimon to lose his contract. And Levi never said, it wasn't me. He didn't say anything to defend himself. He just was quiet. And still, you're not allowed to, as we explained over there, that there may be other reasons why he didn't do it. You're not allowed to believe it. Why he didn't defend himself, I'm saying. So therefore, you're not allowed to believe it. It's forbidden to accept Rechilas even where two witnesses support the account. Although one may believe Rechilas in the cases listed above, although one may not believe the Rechilas in the cases listed above, one may take precautions to spare himself from possible harm. So if it's possible that in future he's going to be harmed again this way, or there's something that he could do because he takes precautions, so he's allowed to take precautions even if he's not believing the Rechilas. Not allowed to be makabel, but one may take steps to protect himself. Whenever Rechilas is irrelevant for him in the future, he may not accept or even listen to the information regarding the speaker's credibility, regardless of the speaker's credibility, right? Even if the speaker is the best person in the world, he's still not allowed to even hear the story. Where, however, the information is relevant, because of future, like he's trying to, he would be able to protect himself from future harm. He conceivably may even believe the information if the person who's saying the story is Mehemen Kebetre. He's such a kind of person that he's believed, like two Adim, no matter where he goes, provided that the latter, in other words, the person who is the Mehemen Kebetre, this person who's believed like as if he's two people, and he's telling over the story, he actually saw the story, provided that the latter had witnessed the matter firsthand. He actually saw the story. Not that he heard about it, but that he saw it. A Mehemen Kebetre refers to someone who is trusted as much as two valid witnesses, because he never lies or exaggerates regarding any matter. However, the Chofetz Chaim writes that in practice, we do not have people nowadays that qualify as Mehamin Kebetre. There are no such kind of people nowadays. One may believe Rechilis where there are Dvarim Hanikarim, circumstantial or corroborating evidence that the account is true, right? Like I told you, the example of the tree and the rock that no one else would have known about, and that's important to the story. Provided that the following five conditions are satisfied, that makes it that a person can possibly believe the Rechilis. Again, the one is that it can't be explained in any other way. The subject's actions cannot be justified in any other way. The evidence is solid and not merely suggestive. He has firsthand knowledge of the evidence. This person who is listening, this Shimon who is hearing the story, knows the actual details that are the Dvar Manikarim. The knowledge will be useful to him in the future. In other words, knowledge of this story will be something that he needs to know so he could protect himself from some other future harm. And he does not repeat it. He's not allowed to repeat it to others or belittle or embarrass the subject. He's not allowed to do anything against Levi or cause him monetary damage or cause him to lose any money. Yashar koyach, and have a great day.